Sech dis mus der yo shena pas vi shu falak. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, the famous pasuk that we all are familiar with, the Shomru v'nei Yisrael as Hashabos, Lasos as Hashabos v'dor Shom Bris Olam. So first, what is this v'shomru? So there's a famous Orachayim HaKadosh, the second arrow, Od Yitzel Derech Omro, v'oviv Shomar as Adover. Perish Mamtin u'mitzapeh Mosa Yovo. Right, by Yaakov Avinu, oviv Shomar as Adover means that he was waiting when the dreams would be fulfilled. So Shomer means when you anticipate something to come. That's Aviv Shomer Asadover. So Shomer V'Nezel HaShabbos means that you're supposed to really get ready for Shabbos early. And then you're waiting, just like if, you know, your special guest is coming. So you look outside, is he here, is he not here? You know, you always, every 10 minutes you're getting up to see, is the... So that's the Rambam says, right? The famous Rambam that you come in mitzapeh for the Shabbos to come. So so he says a hint for that is v'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Hashabbos, mamtin u'mitzapeh masa yovo. You know, there's a famous statement from Rav Soloveitchik that in America the Jews are shomer Shabbos, but they don't know about Erev Shabbos. I mean, they keep Shabbos, a lot of them. But Erev Shabbos, those like people run in like the last minute, you know, but this idea of Erev Shabbos, of waiting, being ready early, and being Yoshev and Mitzapah, so the Mekai, they know what it is, Shabbos, begin to know, but not Erev Shabbos. So that's the Shomer B'nei Yisrael Asar Shabbos. So what's lasos as Hashabbos? Lasos. So if you take a look in the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel on page 5, here he has the Yonatan ben Uziel, then he has a Hebrew translation called Keser Yonatan. So he says, V'yinturun b'nei Yisrael yashabso, Lemeba tafnuke shabsa. So Kesi Yonason says that the Yishmu b'nei Yisrael shabbos lasos tafnuke shabbos. So it means we have to what? We have to have special delicacies for Shabbos. Tafnuke Shabbos that we'll make before Shabbos so we could have a special Oneg Shabbos. So Lasos HaShabbos means that before Shabbos you should prepare these delicacies so you'll have an Oneg Shabbos. And that's Lasos HaShabbos. Oh. So there's a very interesting sugya. We know the sugya in Shabbos on page 7, page Vavam and Beis. So it says, the Kuli Alma of Shabbos nitna Torah Yisrael. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Ksiv hacha zohar s'yom ha-shamas l'katsho uksiv hosev v'yom ha-moshe alam zohar s'yom ha-zeh asher yitzasem b'mitzrayim. Mal l'holam b'yitzum ha-shol yom avkam b'yitzum ha-shol yom. So everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And we learn now from Gzeira Shava, because it says Zohar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. So that's Shabbos, it says Zohar. Sif Hasim, Vayom Moshe, Avaam Zohar, Sayom Zeh. One second. Zohar, Sayom Zeh, Rashi says, Ba'atzma Shal Yom, Hazachira, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Demer Lahu, Yitzis Hazeh. Af Ba'atzma Shal Hayom, Shal Yom Hazachira, the Shabbos, Demer Lahem Zohar, and Sayom. So, but the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says that Hosif Moshe Yom Echad Midaito. That Moshe, in other words, really, the Torah is supposed to be given a day earlier. But Moshe added an extra day, meaning he said, no. We're going to have Shabbos, we're going to have Matan Torah next day. Hosif Moshe Yom Echad Midaito. That's the Gemara in the Sugi here on page 8. Tanya Gimel Dvarim. Also Moshe midaito hiskim gan shmochu imo hosim yom mecha midaito pirish ben ish shiver saluchu. So one of the three things was that he postponed Matan Torah a day. So mele comes out that the only reason that Torah was given on Shabbos is because Moshe Rabbeinu added the extra day. If he wouldn't have added the extra day, then it wouldn't have fell out on Shabbos. So the whole concept that Matan Torah was on Shabbos because Moshe Rabbeinu was most of Yom Echad Midaito. Right? That's what you see from this Gemara. So the Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting question. On page 10. The Chori Yesh with Mo, but my Mashmach of Yossi Islay, Hakisay Rishav, Zohar, Zohar. In other words, the fact, how do we know that Torah was given on Shabbos? Because it says, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, and it says, what? Zohar es Yom HaZeh, which means what? So somehow that's going to be...
Left the Mitzrayim. Zohar Yom HaShabbos means on the day that this is. So it's on the Zohar means that day.
Right, so Zohar was...
So since it's Zohar Yom HaZeh, Pesach, remember Pesach on Pesach, remember Shabbos on Shabbos. But it's not that the first day is not Shabbos.
Yeah, but in the end, but the Gemara is learning from there that the Kuli Alma of the Shabbos did the Torah.
Right, but that's because of the Zohar means on the day it happened.
The day it happened, so the day that...
The day that Pesach was Zohar
Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho is Shabbos. Right, and then how does that have to do with Matan Torah?
No, this is Zohar Matan Torah.
What?
At Matan Torah, Hashem says Zohar Yom HaShabbos.
Right, that's what he said. Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Right, in other words, today is... And that's learned out because Zohar is a Yom HaZeh. I show you it sounds awesome. So when the Torah, Matan Torah was Zohar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, so that means this day. Just like you said over here. That's what you say. Okay. So the question is, but if it wouldn't have been, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been Mosiv Yom Echad Midaito, so then what would we do with the Gezer Shabbat? Because the Gezer Shabbat is teaching us that it's this day. That's what Rabbi Goldstein and Telki both pointed out. It's this day. Zohar is the Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzatzu Mitzrayim, and Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Mekadesh, means this day, meaning the day of Shabbos, is the day that the Torah has been given. But if we didn't have, but it's only this because Moshe was Hosev Yom Echad Midaito. But if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Hosev Yom Echad Midaito, then it wouldn't have been again. It wouldn't be on Shabbos. So then what would we do with the Gezeirah Shavah? That's his kashya. So he says, "Efter Nuchanami, Haynu Damino Baal Zochar Shomer V'Dibur Barachan Amru." Shomer, in other words, he says, "So Nuchanami, the Torah would have said differently. The Torah it wouldn't say Zochar; it would say Shomer. In both cases, in other words." So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. After Dinah Chanami, I know that Mina Baalma Zohar V'Shomer B'Dibrach and Emru Lufi My Shechoshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein HaTorah Be'ev Shabbos Ha'elolom HaShomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. Whereas if the Torah would have been given on Friday, then it wouldn't have said Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. Because Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh is therefore teaches me Gzeir Shabbos Zohar Yom HaZeh. So then the day of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh is the Yom HaZeh. And that's the day of Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos, so then we wouldn't have had a Gezeirah Shavah. It would have just said what? Shomer is Yom HaZeh. What? It would have said, in other words, it would have said Shomer twice, in Yisrael and Ve'eschan. And we wouldn't have a Gezeirah Shavah, because the Gezeirah Shavah is to teach me that it happened on Shabbos, but it didn't happen on Shabbos. So the only so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah Zohar, it's only because Moshe Rabbeinu made the day on Shabbos, and that's why we have the Gezeirah Shavah, that Zohar Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzatzu Mitzrayim is the same as means Yom HaZeh. So then, like what you fellas said, so Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh means today Shabbos, keep Shabbos, which is today. It's just like Zohar Yom HaZeh, So the Kashuv Bava says a very fascinating thing on page 13, based on this Pnei Yeshua. He says, "Shomer Bnei Yisrael on Shabbos, the Targum Yonasan lemeba tafnuke Shabbata. Near Lani Yisrael Elvayer, Fi Mashkos of Hashloah, Kol Modi B'Shabbos Vinen Al Milachem." The Shlo says, on Shabbos you're supposed to have a nice suda. The Shlosh says the reason why we have a din of Onuk Shabbos is because that was the day of Matan Torah. So we have a Suda for Matan Torah. So, but the only reason it's a day of Matan Torah or Shabbos is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, So Mela, the fact that Shabbos became a day of Zohar, of having Onik Shabbos, is only because the Torah was given on that day. And Moshe Rabbeinu caused that day to be that way. So Lassos of Shabbos, the Targum Yonasan says, that's Onik Shabbos. So the lasses of Shabbos, the osim guf Shabbos, mukabos haTorah kitchu Yisrael as Shabbos, kach tobi beisek haTorah. Okay, zochem kachshu bemikra Mishnah. Whole Shabbos. So mainly the fact that the shomer, the zocher is the mitzvah's essay, the onik Shabbos. It's only because the Torah was given that day, and mainly it's only because Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what he says over here. Very much nid the Torah b'Shabbos, he al yidei shehosiv Moshe Yom Echad Midaito. And this fits in with the Pnei Yeshua, that Hayad Nasa Azim Gzeir Shabbat Teirush Divraisa HaTorah nid the Be'er Shabbos Eya Kosuv Maluchos Rishon Shomer V'lo Zohar V'yan Al Nochon the Shomer Kai Al Mitzvahs Lo Saseh Shal Shabbos. The Shomer who lo sasev zochom mitzvah esek the Shabbos haynu onik esek the onik zchachal they should did the Torah b'Shabbos and kaini mayamat the Torah b'Shabbos loyak kosev zochom rak Shomer. So that's Laso says Hashabbos to Oneg Shabbos. They Rizuzu the Oneg, that Shakil Yisrael, Makachi Lele Shabbos. So Lasos means Klal Yisrael. Because the Chaluk of Kedusha Shabbos, of Oneg Shabbos, comes from Moshe Rabbein. So the fact that Shabbos is a day that you don't do Malacha, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original plan. That was Shomer. But the fact that Shabbos is a day that we eat and we have a you know nice meal, that's Lasos. That comes from Basav Adam. That comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made it the day of Matan Torah. And that's why, since it's the day of Matan Torah, we eat a Suda covered Matan Torah. So that's why it says, that's probably Tarim Yonos and Lasos. We did, the fact that it's Tafnuke, the fact that it's the day of Oneg, is Lasos, is Basav Adam, is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu added this. It was not just shot that Moshe Rabbeinu said we're going to wait a day. Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting a day, made Shabbos into the Zman of that should be Matan Torah, because Shabbos wasn't supposed to be Matan Torah. It was supposed to be a Friday. So Matan Torah, so Shabbos became a day of Matan Torah, mainly therefore it became a day then of Suda. That was only that's Al Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it says lasos. Lasos means that it was done al yidei basav adam, and that's what he says as well in parshas. So he says that in this week's parsha, Kisisa, and on page 15, he says this. He quotes this Pnei Yeshua again, the Kajik Lover, because again, because Moshe Rabbeinu had the Torah given on Shabbos, so then that's why it says Zohar in the Torah. So this way you have the Gezeirah Shavah. And then what's Zohar? That's the Mitzvah of Shabbos. That's the Tafnuke Shabbos, Lasos Asa Shabbos. So it was all that extra dimension of Shabbos came about because of Moshe Rabbeinu's Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. Yeah, maybe Kiddush, the whole, yeah, all those things come from Moshe Rabbeinu's Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. Maybe. Zohar v'shomer. Right, because you have, well, it would be, without that, it would just be Shomer and Shomer. So you're right. You said. Yeah, right. It could be. Yeah, so I'm saying. Of a previous condition, yeah. So that's what he says over here. He quotes the Zalamati in the previous Adover. At the Luchas Achronik Siv Shomer. It would have been Kachshu Shibes, Luchas Kalki also, Shev Ad Sos, Shehosi Moshe Yom Chavidaito, Mochalem, HaKadosh Baruch Luchas Shmiyas, Kemosh Olam Machshava, Kemosh Haya Roy Vios Barav Shabbos. So he says that, Mizela Manati Lidi Primus Hadover, so what's the idea? We have the Luchas Achronik Kosev Hem, the Luchas Achronik, it says Shomer. Shmami no Shimaya Matan Torah Berav Shabbos. Haya also Matan Torah Domel L'Mashahayo L'Machros Yom Kippur and Beluchas Achronos. Right, in other words, it just would have been Shomer. Most of Hosiv Yom Echad Midaito Haya Matan Torah Azba Open Achel Gamri Mashayroi Lios Berav Shabbos. Chakak Shashibers Haluchos Niskalkel. So that original Luchos was broken. If you hold that whatever is in Pashas Yisro is with the first Luchos. And whatever was in Parshas Peskan in the second Luchos, the Skalkel also Matan Torah Sheyam Ev Tzor Sheyusim Moshe Yom Echad Midaito. So Bemela, once that the Luchos were broken, that Matan Torah went away. And that's the Matan Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu of Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. However, Kshemochol Lehem, when Hashem was Mochol Lehem on the Chayna Egel, Nosel Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Luchos Shniyos, and the Luchos Shniyos was what the original, in the way that, with his original intent, that was and should be Shomer. And that's why it says Shomer. And he says, the Binyan of Mishkan was because of the Luchos. If he says, Yeshlom, the Binyan of Mishkan, Haya Matim El Matan Torah Shayyam Avav Sivam Yom Shosiv Moshe Midaito. Okay? So that's the Pshat that, So according to the Zohar, the Melechus HaMishkan was before the Chet HaEgel. So therefore it was before Shmiras HaLuchos. If he says, Yishlom, the Vinyan HaMishkan, he amatim amat HaTorah she'yam avav Sivan. So then, if you hold that it was before the Chet HaEgel, then the Binyan HaMishkan was before the second Matan Torah. So therefore it was part of the first Matan Torah of Vav Sivan on Shabbos. Okay, Lukas and Shivay Lukas Menachim Ba'aron. Kamachak and Shachar Beis HaMikdash Karov Inyan Suzesh Shachayam HaMikdash Yamatim Gam L'Shivay Lukas Hayu Matan Torah of Vav Sivan Al Priyas Kudush HaMishkan Nishara Moshmiyas HaLukas Shachayu Osius Parchus Vav Moshavach HaLubush, etc. So that's what he says. Eila Pekudei HaMishkan Hayinu Shenechzar Mishkan V'Nechrav. Rashi says that Mishkan was Nechrav. That was only Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. Hayinu HaShayichos Shenim Tzad Mishkan Amatan Torah Rishon Sheyamitzad Shehosim Moshe Yom Echad Midaitav. Then Nifka V'Nechrav. So that part was Nechrav, but Panimius Nishara. Okay. But the point being is that the Moshe Rabbeinu Hosiv Yom Echad Midaito wasn't only just he was Hosiv Yom one extra day. No, it changed the whole Mahus of Shabbos. It made that Shabbos night is not a day. Shabbos could have just been a day of Isra Malacha. You know, a day of no positive aspect. So the whole Mahus of Shabbos changed, and that's Lassos. That's Moshe Vadam. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And as you see here, that the Gemara says, here, take a look at the Berakh Moshe, page 19. Apiza Marti, Mavayer Mamar HaGemara, Kol Mahanig Es HaShabbos Noskum Lo Nachal HaBali Mitzorim. Right? Anyone who's Mahanig Es HaShabbos, Nachal HaBali Mitzorim, unlimited territory he's going to get. He's a Odek Shabbos is Toloi Ba'isa Katorah. Because the Ramos says that Polim Balibatim, they're not learning as much Torah during the week, they should learn more Torah on Shabbos. Talmid Chachamim, who also keep Torah the whole week, they can spend more time eating and drinking on Shabbos. And the Zohar says that on Shabbos, Kadnofik Shabbat and Nishmasin Tzalkin Inin Nishar Yisrael Kutshim. At the end of every Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, what Chidushei Torah did you make this Shabbos? It's a fascinating Zohar. You should see it, page 18. Kad Ayil Shabbatah Nishmasin Nathan Lushaya Al Amma Kadisha. When Shabbos begins, especially when somebody Yisrael comes, and Kanafik Shapatan, the Neshama goes away. And they go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he asks them, what Chidushei Torah were you Mechadish the Shabbos? A fascinating thing. Fascinating thing. So Managas HaShabbos, Hainashem, Ma'ango Kilchasim, Tzif Eisak HaTorah, Zochel and Nachal believe it's Torah. Shosuk b'Torah Yom Hashabbos. Yiskel hasi chelkom and Nachloso b'Torah. So he says, Oyv Shabbos is also the Eisik HaTorah. That Moshe Rabbeinu also did. And that's why Shabbos is a time. Oyv Shabbos is told in Eisik HaTorah. Oh, so that's the idea. Page 21. Yom Hashabbos Kodesh Azman Gram Chadish Chidushei Torah. Rav Shalom and Tamadov Yom Hashabbos Mesugul Chidushei Torah. Why is Shabbos Mesugul Chidushei Torah? So the Or Chaim HaKodesh says, when Hashem created the world, only for 6 days, and every Shabbos we renew for another 6 days. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world indefinitely. He created the world for 6 days. And then Lassos HaShabbos, That's the Archaim HaKadosh. He only created for 6 days. Every Shabbos that we keep, we have it go another 6 days. Another 6 days, etc. So Yom HaShabbos is the Koyach of renewal. The Koyach of renewal. And that makes sense that it's the time of so it's mechadish the world. That's why it's mesugal for chidushei Torah, because Shabbos has caused that the world should exist another 6 days. The next Shabbos another 6 days. So Shabbos is a zman that's mechadish the world, and the mele it's a zman of mechadish. It's mechadish Torah, because the Torah is what keeps the world going. It's nakel baraisa bara alma. The world is a blueprint of Torah. So Mamela, that's the idea that that Shabbos has this this aspect of Chidushei Torah, and that comes together with the idea that there's a din of Ma'anegas HaShabbos. Because Ma'anegas HaShabbos is twofold. It's not only the physical food that we have in Shabbos, but it's the Esek HaTorah, is also part of the din of Onan. But it's only because Moshe Rabbeinu, he basically did both. He made it the Yom of Matan Torah, so it's the day of Torah, that's the Chidushei Torah, Matan Torah, etc. And it's also, and because of that, we keep the word Zohar, so you can add, and Zohar is the source for Onik Shabbos in the physical and the spiritual way as well. So that's Lasos HaShabbos. Lasos to create, to have Onik Shabbos, and to create Chidushei Torah, because the Zohar says that every week, and the Sham Yisrael goes back, Hashem asks them, Man de Chidushei Daraisa Amat Kamei, Mi Chidushei Torah Merad Lefonav, Kamei Simcha Ozeh Gosh Baruch Hu. He wants to know about the Chidushei Torah that you made on Shabbos. So that's a fascinating idea, because again, Moshe Rabbeinu, it was all like Koshkov said, Moshe Rabbeinu changed the whole Machus of Shabbos, because it wasn't necessarily Yom Matan Torah. He made it Yom Matan Torah, and he made it Onik Shabbos, and that's HaKol Moedim Ba'atzeres, the meaning Nami Lachem, as the Shalosh says, because Yom Shenitna B'Torah, so it's not only Shavuos, but it's Shabbos and Purim is meaning Nami Lachem. Matan Schelko. Tiferes Lomdom Harachmet Chayis. So Shabbos, yeah. Based on this, Harar saying you understand the davening that we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, Matan Schelko, and also the Hem Shmiyah Shabbos, Chayikosu B'Sarosecha. That it speaks about because it's the day of Matan Torah. And that's all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu made Shabbos a day of Torah, Kiddushei Torah. And he made it Shabbos a day. So you have to thank Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have a good geshmak and meal on Shabbos. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. And therefore, he kept the word Zohar, because the Yeshua says, without Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have said Shomer, because then there can't be a Gzeir Shomer of Zohar Zohar. So then it would have to say Shomer, and then there would be no Zohar by Shabbos, because there wouldn't be that Gzeir Shomer. I think Zayim Shabbos, because it says Shabbos Zohar, that links it in to explain that the day of Zohar Yom Shabbos Akacho was this is the day, Yom HaZeh, like Rabbi Goldstein of Telkis said. So Mela, Moshe Rabbeinu, so we have to understand and Mela, once it's a day of Shabbos, and maybe we have a tremendous Hashpah, because the Torah is a big Mashpia. So Shabbos became a day of Kabbalah Satorah, and it's Mashpia on the whole week. Right, and all this gave this new aspect of Shabbos, and it's a time to think in Chidushei Torah. It's a time that you could, we'll see in a future packet. One of the Sfarim said, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, the pasuk in Emor by the Lechem Aponim. Every Shabbos you set up the Lechem Aponim, but he says another pasuk, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. Means if you have to evaluate something I did or want to do, is it good or not? So what's the time that you evaluate the best? You think through things. Yom HaShabbos. But is, you know, is this a good thing for me? Is it not a good thing? But during the week, you know, you've just been rushing here, hustle, bustle. You don't think clearly. On Shabbos, you can sit down and, you know, and just think. It's a certain serenity of Shabbos. And Yom HaShabbos. And then you have your Suda, which gives you, feels good. Then your Mashpia. There's a tremendous, so that's this pasuk, and Kisisa is a whole new aspect of Shabbos, that it's a Yom Matan Torah, and it's also a Yom of Tanug, and that's what the Shalosh says, the Tzoba HaTalia. The reason why we have a Suda on Shabbos is because Yom Shenitna B'Torah. And that's only because of Moshe Rabbeinu made it that it should be on Shabbos, and since it's on Shabbos, we keep the word Zohar. We keep the word Zohar, then we have the Gezeirah Shavah, and once we have this word Zohar, Zohar is the source of the positive aspects of Shabbos, not just the negative aspects. It's not just the day that you don't do Malacha. It has that positive aspect. That's only because the Torah is on Shabbos, so therefore you have to keep in the word Shabbos. It's all connected, as the Kosher will explain. So we should fulfill the Shabbos in a meaningful way, to think about our learning, to think about our life, to think about it, and then to enjoy. Enjoy the Suda as well, and you know, it's a tremendous opportunity that we have every week. It's like we won the lottery every week. We get Matana Tova from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing's like Shabbos, the most wonderful Matana that we get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu.